Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Boxing Day. Yeah, they've got me in again. I mean, why I didn't do this yesterday when I did the Christmas Day 25 years on Ireland at USA 94 podcast record, I do not know. But I've had to drive, my wife wasn't happy. Where are you going? I'm back to TalkSport to do the link for this podcast. The Boxing Day best of the Midnight Train Commanders. She was like, well, couldn't you do it last week when you're there every night of the week? And I went, no, they won't. I've got to do it live so people downloading it go, oh, yeah. Anyway, I hope you had a good Christmas. So did I. It was great. I did all the normal Christmas stuff. And that's it, really. Of course, I am recording this 2 weeks ago. Anyway, this is the best bit of the Midnight Train to Madness, or the best bits, I should say, because this is the part of the Andy Goldstein Sports Bar Show, Monday to Thursday, 10 p.m., where at midnight, just for 10 minutes, usually it's longer, we open up the phone lines, everyone gets on, every single person. There's no one that intercepts the call and goes, hello, TalkSport, what do you want to say? And then when they say, yeah, I want to talk about why Arsenal was so shocking, they go, oh, no, we've got too many of them. Anything else you want to talk about? And they go, why is the price of... We then put all those calls. Every call gets on, right? You can't talk sport. You can't talk politics. You can't talk religion. And nothing too serious. So you can't phone up and go, oh, yeah, I just thought I'd tell you a funny story. I woke up and my head fell off. You can't... Those stories won't get to air, all right? Because you go, oh, it puts you in a difficult situation. Like, well, how did you... Actually, if I did get that call, I'd probably take it. But I haven't, as yet, got that call. Anyway, here are the best bits of the Midnight Train to Madness on the podcast, simply titled The Best Bits of the Midnight Train to Madness, the podcast. Oh, forgot to tell you, in case you're wondering, yes, the Schmelz herring call is in this podcast. Of course it is. How could we leave it off? Speak to Kevin. Kevin, you're on set. Kevin?
Hello.
Hi, Kev. You all right? Kev.
Yeah, I'm very good than you.
Are you home alone at the moment?
No.
Okay. How old are you, Kev?
15.
Yeah. Legally, you need permission from the bill payer, be it your mother or your father. Are they in at the moment, Kevin?
Can I do my older brother?
I'd rather you didn't. I'd rather speak to your mum and dad.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
Hi, this is Schmelz herring.
Is that not just Kevin putting on a deep voice?
Yeah. Are you Kevin's dad? Hello? Are you Kevin's dad?
Yeah.
What's your name, please?
Schmelz herring.
Schmelz herring. Hey, what's Kevin like as a young boy, as a son? What's he like?
Oh, he's a very good boy.
Yeah.
Are you both there? Are you both next to each other?
What? No, he's just outside the room.
Oh, can you get him so he's next to you? Schmelz herring, can you get him so he's next to you? Is he there now? Is he? Are you together?
1 second.
Okay.
Yeah, hello?
Schmelz, are you okay?
Yeah, I'll give permission.
Oh, okay. How do you know I was going to say that?
Kev just told me.
Oh, okay. What do you do for a living, Schmelz?
I'm a shopkeeper.
Okay, what's in your shop?
I'm in Tesco.
You're in Tesco?
You work in Tesco's.
Oh, so you're not a shopkeeper then, you work in Tesco, yeah?
By the tills.
By the tills, oh, okay. You work on the checkout.
Are you married, Schmelz?
Yeah.
You are. What's your wife called?
Hannah.
Hannah Herring? Is that what? Hannah Herring? Hannah Herring? Amazing. Hannah Herring, excellent. Can we speak to Hannah Herring, please?
Say yes.
Can we speak to her?
Oh, hello?
Hannah?
Yeah?
How you got? How are you, Hannah? You good?
Yeah.
We just talked to your husband.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Where are you from? You got a different accent to him. Where are you from?
South America.
Oh, whereabouts?
Brazil.
Brazil, okay.
Whereabouts in Brazil?
São Paulo.
Oh, I know it well. Whereabouts?
What? Where do you know?
No, where are you from?
What district?
It was a long time ago you grew up there.
Yeah.
Okay. Your son has phoned up, Kevin Herring, and has asked to talk on the show, but we need permission from either you or your husband.
I give permission.
Okay.
That's pretty quick.
All right, what do you do for a living, Hannah?
Nothing.
Okay.
So your husband works on a till at Tesco's and you don't do anything?
Yeah.
Schmelz?
Yeah.
Divorce. She's
that's
lazy.
That's quick. The phone went back.
She's lazy. Why don't you send her out to work? She can pack some shells. She can do something, can't she?
She does the cooking.
Yeah, but come on. She's not bringing any, she doesn't put any bread on the table.
Can you... Jay and I are back on tonight from 10 p.m. Will you phone back there?
No.
Fair enough, Kev.
Kev, you might just be my favourite ever caller to the show.
You tell us straight, Kev. I like it. Good work.
Yeah, I need some advice, please.
Okay, I'll give it to you now. Stop drinking.
And smoking.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I've had a few sherbets tonight.
Oh, you're joking. Yeah, go on.
I've come home and the other half's got a cake business and I've knocked the cake on the floor that she's made for tomorrow. Now, do I fess up or blame it on the dog?
Right, is she there, your wife?
She's in bed.
Can I speak
to
her?
She's unaware.
Can I speak to her?
Yeah, would you like me to go and wake her up?
Yes.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Danny.
Okay, what's her name?
Sylvie.
And she doesn't know?
No, literally coming about 10 minutes ago with a kebab and I've knocked it all over the place.
Let me speak to her, all right?
All right, in 2 seconds. She won't be happy.
No, well, I'm not going to tell her, am I? Well, that's stupid.
All right, wait there.
Where are you now? Where are you now, Dan?
Talk us
through
it.
Just walking up the stairs.
How long has she been in bed, do you know?
Oh, I don't know. I've been out since about 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Jeez.
Okay. Someone's moving the stairs.
Someone's moved the stairs? You sure you're in the right house?
No, she won't wake up, mate.
How can you not wake up another person? Phone the ambulance if she's not waking up.
I've had a bit, mate. Listen,
Danny, hold on. Danny, shout Sylv, wake up at the top of your voice. Go.
Sylv, wake up! She told me to off.
Right, so she's awake then. She's awake. And say it worked. Yeah?
Say
you've got an urgent call.
Danny?
Oh, what the kids happening?
Right. Say you've got an urgent call.
Go have it, babe. Sorry, babe. I've got to wake everyone up. Pardon me.
What do you mean everyone? How many people are in the house?
My kids are up there.
Oh, I did that. God, the kids are up.
Get up.
Sylv?
No.
Oh, she's not. Sylv?
It's your sister.
Sylv? Oh, I've got to do a woman's voice.
Hello?
Sylv?
Sister.
Sylv? Sylv?
Woman.
What's happening? Oh, he's gone. Look, he's gone after all that. I mean, how loudly did he shout? I've woken everyone up.
The kids.
So let's find out exactly what's happened.
He's got the cake all over his head.
Hello, Danny.
Hello.
What happened?
She threw the alarm clock at me, bruv.
Right. Where is she now?
She's gone, took the right. kids all up. She took the kids, took the cake, and she's gone to her sister. She's done one.
What do you mean?
Well, she'd been on a nut, woke the kids up. She woke up, she come in, she sorted the kids out. She come downstairs because the dog was going bonkers, and she see the cake, and there was a bit of an argument, and she's took the kids and gone to her sister's with the cake to try and solve it for tomorrow.
Okay, now, be careful. I know you haven't yet, but we are live on radio, so don't swear, obviously.
No, I won't swear, bro.
So, so how old are the kids, Danny?
7 and 6.
So when she threw the alarm clock at you, right, and then the phone went dead, you had a conversation with her, presumably, yeah? What did she say when she saw, and don't swear, when she saw the cake? Did you tell her, or did she see the cake?
Well, I said, I come in from the pub, I don't know what's happened. I said, the dog's had the cake over, girl, and she didn't believe me, but I said, the dog's had it.
The dog's
got a Great Dane, she left it on the side. It could have been a dog, I suppose.
So hold on, when the cake flipped onto the floor, that's in the same room as the dog?
Well, the dog's got to run out of downstairs, so yeah.
So did the dog eat it? When you went up to get her, did the dog eat the cake?
No, because she don't go near it normally. She worked that out eventually, I guess.
Right. And she's taken the kids. So she's picked both kids up.
Yeah.
And put them in the car and driven to her sister's.
Yeah, and scooped the cake up and all that because she's got to have it done for 12 o'clock tomorrow for this party.
And do you think this would be a problem when you sober up and you see her in the morning? Do you think it'll be fine or will she have a problem with it?
Oh, no. This is a bubble up for months.
Do you care, Danny? Does it bother you?
Well, at the moment, my nut's killing me from me head and my hangover, but no.
Right, I've got a question for you.
Go on.
You buy a burger.
And what, sorry?
You buy a burger. With an egg on top of it. And you walk into a new job. And in the first week you're on the job, you're used to buying a burger. My leg on top of it, referring to the, like...
Shush.
This is madness, right?
Go on, Rich.
So you buy it, and you go in your jacket pocket, and you pull it out, and you eat the burger, and then 10 minutes later, the fried egg falls out. Is that madness? So what do you say to your new team? What do you say? Is that madness?
Let me go first, Jake.
Go on.
So you're saying that you've put a beef burger with an egg on top of it into your top pocket?
Yep. I bought it from a well-known restaurant.
Yeah.
And by the time I got it, I thought that I ate the beef burger, but in my top pocket, I left the egg. When I took my jacket off, the fried egg would fell out.
Well, you forgot the egg was on top of the burger.
What would you do in this situation?
When I saw it land on the floor, I'd just go, ta-da!
Laid an egg. I mean, how many times... Do you often buy a burger with an egg?
No.
What did you do, Richard, when it fell on the floor?
That's what I felt like. That's the only feeling I got.
Richard, what did you do with the egg?
I just walked away, to be honest with you. I just left the egg.
Littering eggs.
Amazing story. That's one of the weirdest, best stories I've heard ever.
I'm just going to say, I asked a girl for a number in a bar and she gave it to me and I'm well happy.
Oh, good work.
Get in! What does she look like?
Like Adonis, mate. She's an absolute beauty.
Okay, tell us what happened. Were you talking to her for a long time or you just went up to her? What happened?
She's a barmaid. She was serving shots and I thought, do you know what, now or never. So I asked her a name and she gave me
a
number.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Have you dialed the number yet?
No, I'm not going to ring her. She's still working.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, it might not be. I waited 2 weeks to phone someone once because they were going on holiday for a week. Then waited another week for them to get. Wasn't even the right number. They just gave me a fake number.
Well, I'm sorry, but that's a tragic story. But that's you. That's not me.
Who does she look like? Someone famous?
Have you ever seen Wolf of Wall Street? What's the blonde bird in that called?
Wolf of Wall Street. Yeah go on.
Margot.
Yeah, the one who's Harlequin in the Marvel film.
Yeah, the blonde one. She looks absolutely ridiculously, incredibly good-looking woman.
I'm saying she's on par with her.
Okay, who do you look like?
Is it Margot?
Who do I look like? I look like what's the short guy off Goodfellas?
Joe Pesci.
You like Joe Pesci?
That's me. Yeah, I look like Joe Pesci, but about 30 years old.
Right, let me tell you, she hasn't given you your number.
Yeah, I'm sorry, mate.
All right.
If she looks like that and you look like that,
no, that ain't happening.
It ain't happening, matey. She's spun you a bit of a yarn there,
phone
mate.
Phone the number up and see if it's her answer phone. Put the phone down now, dial it, call it straight back.
Yeah, let us know.
All right, okay. I've had a shocker.
Go on.
I called the number and I got through to the local nursing home.
I told you! What happened? Tell me more. What? Oh, no. What happened, Gordon?
I've gotten through to a place called Beechwood, which is for OAPs when they...
Oh, no! Do you remember the beginning of our conversation? When I said to you the same thing happened to me and you went, yeah, but that's sad, Goldstein. That won't happen to me.
Well, I was wondering why she gave me an 0800 number.
Oh, dear, Juan.
I tell you, when you said that you got the number of a girl called Margot, I bet you didn't think it was in a nursing home.
I was out last Sunday, went to the Liverpool-Tottenham game, so I had a couple of drinks before the game, got in about midnight, just after midnight, and I suddenly realised it was April Fool's Day. So I've been out on the 31st, April Fool's Day the next day, and I'm thinking, what can I do to the missus to make it funny? And I thought, do you have one of those stupid ideas when you've had a few? Mm-hmm. I got two pieces of salmon from the freezer. And I went and stuck them underneath the passenger seat of the car. Stuck them under there and went to bed and thought, she'll call me tomorrow from work and she'll say, the car stinks and April Fools and all the rest of it. Yeah. So I go to bed. Bear in mind, I've been out from 2 in the afternoon, 1 in the afternoon. So I've done a good 11 hours.
I know what you're going to say.
So I get up on Monday morning and... it's gone from my mind. It's completely erased what I've done the night before. Completely gone. So she's at work, goes to work, comes home. I said, yeah, have a good day. No problem. Monday afternoon, April Fool's Day. Forgot about her. Goes to bed Monday night. Tuesday, she comes home from work and she goes, there's a funny smell in the car. And I've still forgot about her. I've got no memory of a funny smell. And I'm going, why? I don't know. It stinks. There's a funny smell in the car. I'm going, oh, right, OK, so that was it. I'd had tea, nothing else thought of it. She goes to work Wednesday, and she phones me when she gets into work, and said, the car absolutely stinks. She said, I don't know. I said, did you put something? She said, no, you must have done it. No, the car absolutely stinks, and I can't put me... So I said, you need to get it valeted. The car, bear in mind, the car's only 6 months old.
Oh, my God.
So I said, you better get it valeted. So she takes it to get it valeted. At dinner time on the Wednesday, and get to full valet inside and out. So the car, and they put all the smelly stuff in, so that she gets back into it, smells better. But she comes on Wednesday, says, is the smell gone? It has, but leave it at that.
Right.
Thursday, she gets up. Well, the smell's back, isn't it? And I'm oblivious to what's going on. I'm going, so she phones me in, this car, she's really kicking off on the phone. I'm going, well, what do I do? I said, you need to phone BMW, you need to book it in and tell them, because I don't know what's going on with the car. So I've been out tonight again, doing similar to what I was doing last Sunday. So I've been out to the pub, but first pint, I'm telling my mate about the car, and the penny's just dropped. And I've remembered what I've done last Sunday.
Hold on. So it's only tonight you've remembered you did it?
I forgot all about it.
And you've just remembered tonight?
Yeah, I've just...
That's
I've
genius. Just, have you told your missus?
No, she's in bed.
We need you to go and tell her now.
Just go and wake her up. Come on, Tony.
Be a man.
You know. You listen, we'll smooth it over. This is the best way of telling
yes,
her. Getting it out.
Because
being
funny.
Honest. What you don't want is 6 weeks later, her finding out that way. This way you can actually... There's some redemption this way.
I can't do it. No, I've told you a story. Sorry. If I could, right, I would.
Tony,
you can. Tony, you can.
Come on, Tony. The world's listening.
Tony, come on.
Come on, Tony.
People are listening to this now.
Tony.
Come on, Tony.
Tony. Come on, Tony.
Come on, Tony.
Go on, Tony.
Come on, Tone. Tone, come on.
Wait.
What's her name?
Hold on.
Ange.
Come on.
Good boy.
Come on, Tone.
Come on, Tone. Come on, Tone.
kids are in bed as well.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. You don't need to wake them. No, they're fine. That's fine.
They won't wake up.
Ange.
He's got the wrong house.
Ange. Hang on. Someone on the phone for you. Wait.
Oh, brilliant.
Hang on. Wait. Hello?
Ange?
Hello? Hmm?
Is that Ange?
Who's that?
No, that's come just on, Tone,
Tone,
isn't
come
it?
On, Tone. Mate, come on, Tone.
Come on, Tone. Wake her up.
Tone, come on.
No.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
How are you, Sergio?
I'm good.
What would you like to say, Sergio?
I want to talk about Josh. I was saying that I would replace Josh with a parrot.
A what?
A parrot.
A what?
A parrot, mate. A parrot. Look, just you're doing it.
Sorry.
Right.
Sorry, what?
A parrot.
I can't hear you. Say again.
Parrots. Do you know a parrot?
I don't think
African
you can
grey
hear.
Parrot.
I can't. Sergio, sorry, you're cutting out. Replace him with a what?
African grey parrot.
A what?
An African grey parrot.
Say again?
An African grey parrot.
Right, we heard the first bit. Yeah. African grey
parrot.
Spell it.
P-A-R-R-O-T.
What?
Sorry,
spell it again.
P-A-R-O... No, P-A-R-R-O-T.
I didn't hear what you said. You replace it with what?
A parrot. Parrot.
A chicken?
You said chicken. Replace it with a chicken.
I love chicken. Don't talk about chicken because I love Nando's.
Right. Okay, but what would you replace Josh with?
Why would you replace him with a parrot?
Because I just think he repeats himself sometimes.
Oh, Sergio, that's brilliant.
Oh, well.
That's brilliant.
Good work, Sergio. Good work. Colin, good evening to you.
How's it going, lad?
Well, good, thanks, Carl. Off you go.
I'd just like to talk about Rangers, but...
Go on. Go on. Colin?
Sorry. Hello?
Hello.
Colin, what are you doing?
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear us?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, can you hear him, Jay?
I can hear him. Oh. Colin?
Go on then, Colin.
Hello, I'd like to talk about Rangers tonight, lads.
Colin?
Hello?
Hi, Colin, off you go.
Right, I'm back. We're going through Mochlin.
It's a bit of a dodgy... Colin?
Hello?
Oh, perfect. There you go. Off you go.
I'm not going again, am I?
Yeah, now we can hear. Sorry, it's much clearer now.
I'm just talking about Rangers. Talking about Rangers and how...
Hello?
Hello?
Colin?
Hello?
Sorry, Colin, go on.
Colin?
Hello?
Oh, there you go.
Can you hear me now?
Off you go, pal.
Right, so...
Colin?
He's there.
Oh, he's gone. I thought we had him right at the end there. That's a terrible line.
You're so cruel and so childish.
Hello?
Colin!
Colin!
Hello?
Hi, Colin, off you go.
Hello?
Colin. Colin.
Hello?
Colin.
Hello?
Colin.
Hello?
Oh, my God.
Colin.
Stop. Hello? Stop. Don't,
hello?
Don't do that. Right, what's happening? Where are we? I'm sweating. Should we go to a break? Oh, Colin. Are you out there, Cole?
Hello?
I was on the show last night, and you promised me that Pink Floyd...
Yes, it's Josh.
Yeah, the
Michael,
night.
Yeah, Michael always
this is
does.
Josh, come in studio. Put this mic live and come in, Josh, quickly.
I up. Would like to have a word with this,
right,
Josh.
He's coming in now.
It's retrograde.
Can I just say, even when I said put the mic on, he couldn't even do that. You haven't put the mic on, Josh?
Right, okay. He is.
Right, here we go. This is... Michael, you're through to Josh. Josh was working on the show, nodded yesterday when you said Pink Floyd, and he's listening now to you, Michael. Off you go.
Hello, Josh.
Hi, Michael.
Where on earth did you... What were you doing last night?
I'll be perfectly honest with you, Michael. I completely forgot.
I could do that all night.
Well, look, I promised to do it tomorrow, but I'm not here.
How on earth is he paid?
He's not paid, Michael.
I mean, I didn't know I could get paid.
What's he doing for a living? If I get some wrong, what on earth is he doing on your station? I could do a whole lot better.
Well, you probably could actually, Michael. Right,
I'm off tomorrow. Does Michael want to come in?
A skunk can do better.
Michael.
If he buttons, I'll get it right.
Michael, we will do it on Monday, or Josh will do it on Monday. Promise him you'll do it Monday.
I promise I will do it on Monday if I don't ring in and tell me.
No, no, not if I don't.
Let's make a note of it. All right, I'll write it down on the back of my hand.
All right, Michael?
Hey, it'll have to do, but my God.
Sorry,
yeah,
Mike. Sorry, Michael.
You make a promise. Yeah. You said promise.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Don't go on. It's only music. Right.
Get over yourself.
Right, yeah. It's not the biggest thing. Right? Morning, Eileen.
Eileen, just say hello so we know you're there.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh. Good morning, Eileen. How are you?
Good morning, I'm okay, how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Your John has just phoned us up.
Yeah, I know.
And he's asked us to give you some, he wants to know, will you marry him?
No, he doesn't.
No, he does, he's phoned out, he wanted us to propose.
He wants us to propose live on national radio.
He says he's sorry what happened in Cavos.
Yeah, sorry what happened last Friday, but will you marry him?
Not sure.
He says, forget Cavos, Magaluf, Iron Appa, Lanzarote. Yeah. Those are just one-offs. And last Friday as well, forget all of that. Will you marry him? Will you make him an honest man?
I'm still not sure. I'm not convinced.
Why? Well, why have you got doubts about him? Come on, Eileen.
Original.
You've obviously not heard the show before. Why have you got doubts, Eileen?
It's not. It's just weird, isn't it?
Why are you not going to say no? Sorry, why are you going to say yes? Why are you saying... He wants you to marry him.
Live on national radio.
Spend the rest of his life with you.
Well, he's not asking me.
No, but this is kind of a unique way of doing it. He trusts us to deliver the good news.
No.
He says he'll take you... You're saying no, are you?
I'd rather him ask me.
Okay, John.
Go on then, John.
Go on then, John.
Like the nation is listening,
John. Come on,
John.
Don't let everyone down now.
Here we go. And we'll get the breaking news stab ready for when she says yes. Here we go, John.
Come on, John.
All right, lad. Thanks for your help tonight.
No, come on, John.
No, John.
John, come
John,
on.
Don't you bother.
You asked for help.
After what you said downstairs in the kitchen.
You'll be able to drink after this, John. Celebrate with your drink. Off you go, John.
So, I do appreciate your help tonight, boys. And
ask her. Come on, John.
John. John.
Look.
John,
it's been really useful talking.
You asked for help, John. Eileen is waiting. Come on, we won't mention Magaluf or Cavos.
Cos.
I didn't know you went to Magaluf.
Yeah, they didn't know I went to Magaluf. Eileen, I love you, and we're going to disconnect the call now, I think.
No, don't finish it like
John,
that.
John,
come on, John.
Come on.
The world is listening.
I think you've got. I think you've got other calls waiting.
No, we have none. Empty switch ball.
John, trust us. We're going nowhere.
We're staying here. We've moved extra time because of it. Come on, John, ask her.
John.
God, you can just say it. There's nothing
else. Okay, right. Will you marry me?
Yes, of course.
Yeah! Good work!
Good work, John.
Now,
well done.
John.
Yeah.
Now ask if you can go out for a drink to celebrate.
Yeah.
No.
Good work, John and Eileen. Well done.
Cheers, John.
Cheers. Thank you very much.
Good work. Good midnight train. Good work, everyone.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.